neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
A very beautiful promise that the blessing will come to you and will catch you.
Amen.
V'yavo kol berachot ha'ele v'hisigucha. So the question is, what does it mean, v'hisigucha? If it would say that this brachot will come to you, so then that would be good enough, no?
Yeah.
Yes, but he says no. The way he's going to work, he's going to run after you and catches you. V'hisigucha. What is that supposed to mean? Did you pay attention? It's okay, it's bal gorefart, but...
You can't miss it. Usually you have to catch.
Yeah, here he says he's gonna catches you.
So don't worry,
catch you.
Now the question is this contingency or what is the procedure about this? Is a promise? Is an assurance? What is exactly going on here? It says this blessing would come to you and it will catch you.
Amen. What does it mean? Just imagine that you've been chosen. You don't choose, you've been chosen.
Let's say the FedEx come to the door and he knocks, rings the bell, nobody opens the door. Would he leave the package?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Now he's more come. So now the package costs, let's say, $50. $100. So if, let's say, it's the type of mailing that you have to sign, what's it called?
Certified.
So if he knocks and rings the bell, nobody answers. Would he leave it?
No.
Why? Because he needs somebody? Sign it. Well, let's say, no, he brings a package, has a little diamond in it, like, let's say, $100,000. So he rings the bell, and knocks, nobody answers. Would he leave the package?
No.
He doesn't leave the package. So now here, the Torah says, Bau alecha kol berachot ha'ele v'hisigucha. So that means the one that's supposed to receive has to be home to be able to get the package of $100,000 diamond. See, sometimes they say they return it, or they give you some time to put a notice that we were here. And let's say it's a diamond was shipped by Binyan Ya'alomim from Tel Aviv.
Ramat Gan.
Yeah. So then he's going to go back overseas. Right? You follow? So now here, you see, very interesting thing. Aram Rabin Alav Shalom stood in front of Hashem and prayed very, very stubbornly about people that to be saved. It's called Sodom V'Amorah. His tefillah was accepted?
Yes.
No, it wasn't accepted. So now, what happened right after it? After Hashem. Right, but after Hashem did not accept his tefillah, what did he do? Did you go see a psychologist?
No.
Did he take GGZ?
No.
What did he do?
Went back to his home.
It says in the Torah, Abraham halach limkomo, back to his place. So now, we have another scenario that talks about two vicious people. One is called Balak, one is called Bilam. So now, they had a vicious plan. So now, you see a very interesting thing. The one that was hired to harm the nation, then the partner of the crime sees that, you know, it's not working. So he said, you know what? Let's come to this location. And then it didn't work. So he says, no, let's come to this location, right? So he changed him around. Why? Because Balak says, Shinui Magom, Shinui Mazal. Let's go here. No, let's go here. So now here we see an interesting thing. Avraham Avinu Shalom, he says he went back to his place, even though that didn't work. But here he says, no, he changes around. He goes here, he goes there. What's the difference?
He was more motivated.
Who?
The
Balak? He did the right, did he do the right thing or no?
No, I don't know, only Hashem is.
No, we can tell you. Now you came today, we can tell you. Obviously, he didn't do the right thing.
One believe Hashem, the other one doesn't believe Hashem.
Understand, but why we have to know he went back to his own place and the other wicked people, you see, they keep changing their place.
That's right, they made a mistake. That's why when Bilam asked Hashem, Hashem the first time told him no, and then he asked again, he said, then go. So he should have listened on the first time and wouldn't go.
I know, but from here, do we learn that by changing your place, does it help you to get things going?
No.
No. Now here, back to our question. Here the Torah says, "Ubao alecha kol berachot ha'ele vehisiguha." What vehisiguha means? See, sometimes you feel that you know things are is not the way I like it to be. Right? It's not fair. I should not go through this. Hashem is not fair to me. What did I do? So now here, what do you do? Here when he says Avraham Avinu went to his place, doesn't mean the physical location. Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom tried. He wanted something. It didn't happen. So he went back and he did his tefillah. Exactly, he did it yesterday. Without any change. That means he was not upset, he was not angry, he was not disappointed, and said, ay, Hashem doesn't like me, why Hashem does this to me? Halachlim komot, that means the makom that he usually did the tefillah in the same attitude, same behavior, same spirit. But here you see these two wicked people, they jumping here and there. Why? Because they feel, you know what? We can make a change when we go a different location. But that's not how it works. Here, Torah Tamsha is teaching us, you have to learn, you have to be home. Not physically.
Mentally.
So he says, you want berachot? Don't move around. Don't panic. Don't worry. Don't say it's not going to work. And that's what the hisigua is all about. And it happens to us. You didn't expect something, and then all of a sudden, bah, 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 bah. My eyes become enlightened. Right. What happened? And then you see, all of a sudden, you just leave. And you're not the same person anymore. But why? Because you feel that the circumstance that you go through is not fair to you. And you're not home anymore. The FedEx comes and he has the package, $100,000 diamond. Knox! Knox!
Who is it?
You're not home.
No,
you're not home. And that's what exactly Totosha says. You want berachot? Don't panic. Stay. Hazak. Don't lose yourself, Hazel Shalom. Don't think that it's not going to work. And that's what Ibn Shalom wants to see. Because when you stand strong, then Hashem says, and he believes in me. He trusts me. And that's what the whole Abodah, the work of Chodesh Elul is all about. And we have a few more days, and you have to work on Chasu Shalom. Don't let anything disturb you.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.